Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Creator, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior, and the Redeemer of the whole earth. Let everything that hath breath praise the mighty Yahweh, the true and living Elohim, by saying hallelujah. It is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, the true word. The true word. Not the false word, but the true word of the true and the living Elohim. For he is the King of the universe, the Savior, and the Redeemer of the whole earth. Let everything that have breath, that has life, give praise to your Maker by saying hallelujah, because there's no one like the true and living Elohim. And today, my people, we truly have a power-packed program that we are right now about to get into. But before we get into this Power Pack program, this proof of the truth program, we're going to have a song of praise in Yahweh by Brother Eliah Ben Israel out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Praising Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Yahweh Elohim, must live my life within his law. Must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony. Man, who made the heavens? Who made the earth and the sea? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uzziah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He told me to acknowledge him in all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is King. Yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am married to Yah for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he.
Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice, only if you trust his laws and his statutes. We steps in his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence, loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, came to relate. The law is perfect and it converted my soul. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go, because the holy man is to fear Yahweh Elohim and to keep his commandments. one day there will be a famine. Not for bread, no for the earth, they hear the words of Yahweh. But they will not get it, ain't so why it's true to commit. Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsels are of old, are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm thankful because I'm praising Yahweh today that he has made this day for my wife, myself, you, the world, especially my people, his people, that he allowed us to be his people, for us to be alive, for his great creations, for his laws, his statutes and commandments. For him just being who he is, I praise Yahweh for it. And we're praying a special prayer today. This broadcast is dedicated to a beloved sister, a sister named Abigail. She is the wife of Moray Ishaya ben Israel of the House of Israel of Raleigh, North Carolina. This broadcast is dedicated to the daughter of Zion, Sister Abigail. And our prayers is with our beloved sister, for she is a handmaid to the Most High. She is a daughter of Zion. She serves Yahweh. She loves Yahweh, and we love her. And we're praying for our beloved sister, for full recovery from only the one who can recover, and that is Yahweh himself, that he would heal her better than she ever was before. And we love her, and we're rooting for her and her husband and the entire family. Praise Yah. Oh, yes, this broadcast is going to be a pretty informative broadcast today. For this broadcast, we're going to be speaking of slavery. We need to talk about it. Now, a lot of our people don't want to talk about slavery. They don't want to utter the words of slavery out of their lips. They don't want to because they are ashamed that their ancestors came on slave ships. And a lot of our people say, you know, I really don't want to hear about it, Brother Elkanah, because it makes me angry. Well, it makes me angry. But once you learn to turn that anger into receiving knowledge, more knowledge, about what happened to us, you could do so much damage to the enemy of Yahweh and his people. Because what you find yourself doing is you'll be returning back to him, you'll learn to return back to who you are, and you'll find that the Almighty will give you favor. Because once he said something in Malachi, and I want us to go there right now so that we can see what Yahweh has said, because nothing that anyone else have wrote and nothing that anyone else have done really means a hill of beans. The only one and what his ways and his doings that matters to us and should matter first and foremost is the mighty Yahweh. and I praise him because he made us. And here's what Yahweh told us in the book of Malachi. Yah said something that we should remember for the rest of our life. And it's about how do we get back our righteous, good relationship with the Creator. How do we do it? This is what he said, starting at the sixth verse. Maybe I better start at an earlier verse, because a lot of people, they don't know what the first five verses say. So I guess the best thing for me to do is to read starting at verse 5. The fifth verse, which is the verse prior to this verse, says a whole lot. It says, and I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be swift, a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers. And before I go any further, Yahweh is letting you know, he said, I will be a swift what? Witness against the sorcerers. Because a lot of our people in the world don't think the Creator see them. But the Almighty said he's a witness. Yahweh saw everything that happened to us. Yahweh is the one who allowed it to happen to us because we didn't keep his commandments. We didn't keep his judgments. So the Creator truly did what he said he would do. And what did he say he would do? He said we would surely go into captivity. And that's what happened to us. And this is what Yahweh said as a result of when he get ready to judge us. He said, I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. And fear not me, said Yahweh of hosts, for I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said Yahweh of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? So how? That's what this means. He said, you say, wherein shall we return? Where? How? How shall we return? Now understand, the true and living Elohim is letting us know something right here. He's saying we're asking a question. How? You say, meaning we, wherein shall we return? How shall we return? Well, this is what he asked. Will a man rob Elohim? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? Check it out. He said, in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. So he said we robbed him, and he said we're cursed with a curse. And then he said, since you robbed me, you can rest assured, I got to show you this so that we can get to the essence of the broadcast today. Because as I mentioned, we're speaking of slavery. We're going to speak of slavery because this is our history. This is how we're going to find out who we are. And my people and whoever else that's listening today, I have a power pack full of information that I'd like to share with you. And this is something that we should understand in the book of Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. The 42nd chapter of the book of Isaiah. Let's go there and see what thus saith Yah. Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, as a result of what Yah said, that you have robbed me, this is the way the Almighty do. He get us according to what we do. And Yahweh told us in verse 18 of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, "Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, and is deaf as my messenger that I sent?" See, Yahweh sent us on a mission to be a nation of people, a special people, above all people on earth. And the mission was to bring Jacob back to the Creator. But some of our people, because they are ashamed of knowing what they did, of what happened to us in the past, and ashamed of slavery, and ashamed of their names, that means their original name, they'd rather wear the names of the slave masters. And Yahweh is letting us know here that we're deaf and we're blind. He said, "Hear you deaf, and look you blind, that you may see. Who is as blind but my servant, or as deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is as blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but thou hearest not." Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He said he will magnify the law and make it honorable. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. He will magnify his law and make it honorable. But this is a people, Ra and spoil. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivereth. For a spoil and none said, restore. Give those people back what belongs to them. No one has said that. The Africans have never said that. The Asians have never said that. The white man has never said that. None of the nations, none of the nations that our people look up to, the Hispanic nation, they ain't said nothing. Now just think of all the people I've called off, the Hispanics, the white man, the Asians, the Africans. How about the Arabs? Have they did it? No. No one has ever came to our rescue and said, give those black people back what belonged to them. Well, my people, one of the most important things that we lost was our names. That was one of the most important things that we lost. And it's so vitally important that you know what your name is. Some of you all don't think so. Some of you all would rather just wear Mr. Charlie's name and just be just as happy as you could be. And as satisfied as you could be. You would rather wear the name of an old ancient rapist, an old ancient castrator, an old ancient tar and featherer, an old ancient robber. And Yahweh told us, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. We're in prison houses. And that's what most of us are. They put us in prison. The crimes that they accuse us for, we are by large in the prison houses, and the prisons are making a fortune off of us. They are for a prey and none delivered. None delivered. For a spoil and none said, restore. Do you understand, my people? Do you understand? This is heavy because of what the true and living Elohim have prophesied against us. He said, we just fall prey. He said, who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh? My goodness. Let's look at this. Let's listen. Yah said, and ask the question, who gave Jacob for a spoil? Who plundered Jacob? Who robbed the hell out of us ever since we've been here and even unto this day? Who gave us to the robbers? Did not Yahweh? Now, in my Bible, it says capital L, capital O, capital R, and capital D. Now, on the Dead Sea Scrolls, that would have said Yahweh. That would have been the name, or Yah. Like it says in Psalms 68 and 4, hold that patient, let's go there. Psalms, the 68th chapter, the 4th verse. Then we're going to go right back to Isaiah 42. And let's see what Yahweh said. Let's see who he said to praise. It says, in the first verse, let Elohim arise. Psalm 68, verse 1. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee from before him. Because this is heavy now. Let's understand what the true and living Elohim is saying. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of Elohim. But let the righteous be glad. Let them that rejoice before Elohim, yeah, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto Elohim. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Hallelujah. And your Bibles, most of the Bibles, the King James Version especially, it says Jah, J-A-H, but there were no J's in the Hebrew language. And then the Most High let us know. He let us know beyond the shadow of a doubt. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, the mighty Yah, and rejoice before him. Now, this name that Yahweh exerted in his scriptures, it can never be broken. And he's letting you know that he got a name. And this is the name that by which he says to be praised. He says, sing praises. This is a commandment. Sing unto Elohim. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. That's why people say hallelujah. Then a lot of our people say, oh, it's just, I said, what does it mean when you say hallelujah? Oh, that's the highest praise. Well, I know it's the highest praise, but that is not the meaning of the name hallelujah. That is not the proper pronunciation meaning of hallelujah. Hallelujah don't mean the highest praise. It is the highest praise because you can't praise nobody and you shouldn't even be praising no one but the mighty Yahweh. But hallelujah means praise Yahweh. In Hebrew, that's what it means, praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. That's what hallelujah means. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. And Yahweh, even our brothers and sisters that lost, even they still say hallelujah. Now, the reason why a lot of our people don't remember his holy name and don't remember what their names was is because Yahweh told us he was going to give us into the hands of spoilers and robbers. First of all, because we robbed him. He asked in Malachi, will a man rob Elohim? And look what the Almighty said. He said, did not Yah give us into the spoilers? Go back to Isaiah 42 and meditate on this. Let it simmer. And let's see what thus said Yahweh, and see that he said with his own mouth in verse 24. He asked the question specifically. He said, who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh? That's what it says. Because we robbed him. That's why I showed you Malachi. That's why the Almighty robbing us. He didn't only rob our ancestors. He robbing us. He said, you have robbed me, even this whole nation. He said, bring all the tithes in the storehouse that there be meat in my house. Yahweh got a house. Now, right now, we don't have a temple of Yahweh. But Yahweh prophesied that he will be a small sanctuary unto us. And right here, the true and living Elohim is indicting us and condemning us because we robbed him. He against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. And that's a law that you do not supposed to worship Yahshua. It is a law that you don't supposed to worship A-L-L-A-H. It is a law, statute, and commandment that you were never to have another God but Yahweh. And you would wonder why he gave us to the robbers? You would wonder why they rob us with the high prices of gasoline, with the high prices of the filthy food that they sell in these stores that make us sick? Then you would wonder why they rob and pimp us when we get ready to buy a house, get ready to get a car, get ready to do anything. We get robbed. We get pimped because we try to pimp the Most High. And we didn't realize, as he said in Job 41, before we go to Deuteronomy, because I want you to get ready for Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, after we go to Job. What chapter? We're going to Job, and we're going straight to chapter 41, and we're going to go to verse 10 and 11, and let's see what it says. It says in Job, the 41st chapter, speaking of Leviathan, speaking of a great beast that Yahweh made, speaking on how no one could put him to death except the one who made him, and that's Yahweh. And he said in the 10th verse, none is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? This is the Most High talking. Now, you know darn well you couldn't stand up against Leviathan. And Yahweh asks, who then is able to stand up against me? I made this thing. Who has prevented me? Meaning, who has anticipated me that I should repay him? Who do the Almighty owe? Yahweh don't owe us nothing. We owe him. It's his world. Now, don't we look terrible if we're worshiping other gods and religions, man-made religions that people came up with, like somebody died for your sins, and then you read the law, which he told us and warned us. He said the reason why that we're blind, deaf, and dumb, the reason why he gave us in the hands of spoilers and robbers is because we sinned against him, and we will not obey his laws. And Yahweh got a law and a statute and a commandment to never have another God before him, period. Because one thing, the Creator said, he is a jealous Elohim. And he said, my glory will I never give to another, nor my praise to graven images. Yahweh won't do that. So we better understand, when Yahweh makes a statement, he means it. And he's going to mean it forever. But this is what he said. Furthermore, remember, he said in the 11th verse of Job, the 41st chapter, who has prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I'm read that again. This is one of my favorite verses in the Holy Scriptures. Who has prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heavens is mine. Hallelujah. No one else can say this. No one else can own up to this. No one else could have the audacity to think this, except for the mighty Yahweh. Because whatsoever under the whole heaven, he made it. Now what we look like serving some creature he made instead of the creator himself. What do we look like? What do we look like? We look terrible. We look terrible. We look terrible. So that's why we have to understand something. We have to understand, my people, that in essence, we must truly know that when the true and living Elohim says something, he means it. He means it. He means it with all his heart, because Yahweh do have a heart. Now, I want you to understand the Almighty has a heart. He has a mind. He has arms. He got legs. He got feet. He got hair. He got a mouth. He got ears. He got brains. And let me tell you something, my people. He got all power, because we were made in his image and after his likeness. And must I tell you, when the true and living Elohim says something, we should give every bit of our attention to him. Because Yahweh don't play. Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said something, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, Yahweh is going to make it good. And let me show you what he told us in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. That's right. Genesis, the 15th chapter. This is what the true and living Elohim prophesied that he would do. He told Abram, before Abraham's name was changed to Abraham, it was called Abram. And this is what Yahweh prophesied in the 13th verse. And I would recommend, if you know anyone of your people, my people, that hear this broadcast, that somebody that need to listen today of the information that I'm going to be giving out of proof and of the truth, that we are Yahweh's chosen people, I can't wait to read the names of some of the slaves. Yes, that's what I said. I said, I can't wait to read to you some of the names on the registry, on the manifest of the slaves that came to these shores. These white bastards had the nerve to write the names down. They were called slavers. And I'm glad they did it. And some of you all are singing the songs. You're singing the songs of, oh, how I was a wretched. You know that song the white man sings. And you don't realize a slaver who brought your ancestors butt naked on slave ships, he the one made the song Amazing Grace. And how it saved a wretched like himself. Because that's what he was. A wretched, no good heathen. who was bringing us on slave ships. And some of you all think Amazing Grace was a great song, a great spiritual song, and you don't realize the song history. And prove me wrong. Go do your own research. You'll find out that was one of the songs of one of the slavers who watched over the boats. How he saved me through the storm. That means when those boats were rowing with our people naked and bleeding and had defecation, menstruation, and urination all floating in those boats, this white heathen had the nerve to sing a song, and some of our own people, the ancestors of those slaves, sang in the song of the man who wrote Amazing Grace, a white man at that, who was singing about how low down or wretched he was. In Genesis, the 15th chapter, Yahweh prophesied in the 13th verse, he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not there, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them. 400 years. And that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Oh, yes. Check it out now. Also, that nation whom they will serve will I judge. And afterwards, they shall come out with great substance. So, in other words, they shall come out with great reparations. My people, no longer should you get yourself involved in voting. No longer should you get yourself involved in protest marches. No longer do you have to worry about begging the white man for reparations. Look up the word great substance. That means great possessions, great riches. They're going to be so glad as our ancestors of old. When the Egyptians released our people because of the great hand and power of the mighty Yahweh when he struck the firstborn dead, they were glad. And Yahweh told them before it happened. He told them in Exodus, the 11th chapter, that you would borrow. That means you would take from your enemies, the Egyptians. And they're going to be glad to give you all the clothes and jewelry and valuables they got just to get you out. They're going to be glad to see you leave this place. And then Yahweh prophesied, he's going to put something in their minds to make them and hook them jaws, make them want to come back and run after us like they did our ancestors when we were backed against the sea. And don't you know what Yahweh did back then? Yahweh, the waters that he raised up that we walked through on dry land, the same waters, he returned back with his mighty hand and killed the Egyptians. Let me tell you something. There should be a movie made about us, not about Esau, not about the lying Israelis, not about exactly what they're talking about, which they're trying to take our birthright. But somebody need to get it right. And we need a movie on ourselves. The true Israelites and what happened to us as a nation of people. Furthermore, let me have you to turn to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Let's go to Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and see this great curse that some of our people trying to run from. But let me tell you something. When you find the truth out, you find out that that JC and all that other garbage that they were giving us about Christ and Yahshua and Yehoshua and Habashiah, you're going to find out they just gave you a New Testament to make you believe in something that never existed. And we find, here's the proof that he never existed. You know, they told us in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 6th verse, you got to check this out, because we were told that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Am I right or wrong? It's in the New Testament. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. And it's the biggest lie on earth, one of the biggest lies ever told. How do I know? Let's see that he redeemed us. It says in the 68th verse of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and of course this is a result. Yahweh told us if we didn't keep his commandments, Yahweh told us some things were going to happen to us. And this is one of the things. First, he told us in Deuteronomy, the same chapter, chapter 28, verse 15, he said, but it shall come to pass that if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim to observe to do all his commandments, every one of them, and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses from verses 16 to 68 will come upon thee and shall overtake thee. And let me show you one of the greatest identifications beyond the shadow of a doubt that none other than the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the world. You are the people. How did we come here? We came on slave ships. Uh-oh. Let's see what the 68th verse prophesies about the plight of the black man and woman in America and all the places in which we were scattered. Here's what Yah said. This is how you know the people that's over there today are not the true people. It says, and Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. So in other words, Yahweh said, I'm going to bring you into Egypt again with ships. Now, we didn't have to go by no ships to go into Egypt land. We walked down into Egypt land. That's why the song goes. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. We went down into Egypt. We didn't have to row on a boat. So you got to understand, this was a modern Egypt, a different type of Egypt, meaning the same things that went on in Egypt is the same thing that was going to go into this modern Egypt. He said, you're going to go into Egypt. And Egypt translates into our language as bondage. Understand this, as bondage. He said, and I shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. That means slave ships. And my people, you know, if you know your history, you know that's how we got here. By the way whereof I spoke unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. That means you won't never see that ship that brought you here again. And by the way, one of the ships was called the Sweet Ship Jesus. And we didn't know anything about anyone with the name or letter J, because there were no letter J's in the Hebrew alphabet, period. It says, thou shalt see it no more again, and there you shall be sold unto your enemies. Did you hear me? He said, you shall be sold unto your enemies for what? For bond men, that's a slave man, and bond women, that's a slave woman, and no man shall buy you. Now, what does it really mean? Because the scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get ye wisdom. But with all thy getting, get understanding. He's saying to us, and no man shall buy you. Do you know what the word buy in Hebrew translation is? It means no man shall redeem you. And doggone it, no one redeemed us from this curse. No one redeemed us from any of these curses in this book, from verses 16 through 68, any black man or woman, if you sincerely want to know who you are, I mean truly sincere, all you got to do is study from verses 15 to 68. Now, I would recommend that you start at the first verse of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, because you're going to find out, even though your fellow brothers and sisters, whom I love dearly, they buy these tags and they put on the tags, blessed. But I guarantee you, the same blessed they got on those tags is definitely not the blessed things that's written in verses 1 through 14 of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. You be the judge. You look to see for yourself after reading those blessings. And by the way, these blessings entail that we would never borrow. These blessings that's mentioned in this chapter says that nations will borrow from us. Hey, did you hear what I said? Nations should borrow from us. Right now, it's hard for us to even borrow from Aunt Sheila, because Sheila ain't got too much money. It's hard for us to borrow anything. Say it. It's hard for us because a lot of us ain't even got money. So guess what we have to do in most cases? We have to borrow from our enemies. That's why Yahweh told us in the same chapter, he told us in the 43rd verse as a curse, that the stranger, that means the foreigner that is within thee, that means within your community, within your own sight, the foreigner, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee, you, very high, and you shall come down very low. It says, he shall lend to you, and thou shalt not lend to him. He is going to be the head, that means the important one, the one on the highest level, and we, thou shall be the tail. And why? Moreover, 45th verse, all these curses shall come upon thee, shall pursue thee, and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because, here it is, thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee, these curses. Check it out. You got to see the 46th verse. It says, they shall be upon us for a sign and a wonder, and upon your seed, that means your descendants, forever. And let me tell you, my people, forever in this context is conditional. But you got to give it to the Most High. You got to give it to them that these curses have lasted the test of time. These curses, praise Yah, they really have not only come upon us, they not only overtake us. Yahweh said that something very peculiar about these curses. He said these curses have some mighty unique powers. You know, think about it. He said these curses will come and run after us. They'll pursue us. Oh, my goodness. These curses have legs. These curses know how to move from state to state. You know, like many of our people that was in the South, they felt they had it bad. So what they did, they packed their bags up from Alabama and moved up north to New York, Pennsylvania, all the other states. And then they found out it was just as bad when they packed them up and moved to Chicago, thinking it definitely going to be better in a northern place, a bigger place. And all they did is stacked us up higher in those apartment buildings. And the hell kept coming. When they opened the suitcases up, some curses just bust out of there. Because those curses, he said, they will overtake us, they will pursue us, because we were not hearkening to the voice of Yahweh our Elohim. That's why it says in the 45th verse, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee. Pursue means run after and overtake thee till we be destroyed. That means destroyed as a functioning nation in the world. And that's why nobody recognizes us as a nation of people. We just niggas and Negroes and African Americans and colored people. And you name it. And believe you me, people are going to call you whatever you answer to. That's why some of you all need to get the courage that when you apply for certain things and they put on there black, African American, you need to learn to stop putting and coloring in the boxes. You need to put in there who you really are and start proclaiming who you really are. Be strong and courageous and put in the box. You write you a box. If you ain't got a box, then you draw you one and put in there Hebrew Israelite. And let them figure out what to do. Because they may tell you, say, well, you might have to put other. Well, whatever it takes. That's what I am. I'm going to put this. But I'm Hebrew Israelite. And I'm not an African American. And I'm not a black person. I'm not black. I'm not a color. That don't define me. Yes, I am dark skin or light skin, but that doesn't define me. I'm only going to check or write in for myself what defines me. I'm not going to allow you to define me anymore. That's what we got to say to ourselves. That's the only way. When we get ready to stand up and be a nation of people, you'll see. Now, let's understand something. My people, I got a list in front of me. And must I say, this list came from, and I have to give, the scriptures say, give credit where it's due. There's a beloved sister in our congregation at the House of Israel of Atlanta, a wonderful sister named Sister Cheryl. Praise be Yahweh. The sister did the research on the things that myself have been teaching for years, and the late great prophet Moray Elisha, Moray Ishaya, and all the other Morays of the House of Israel, all in Jackson, Mississippi, Raleigh, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida, Cincinnati, Ohio, and right here in the ATL, Georgia, and anywhere else that any of our brothers and sisters had knowledge that were teaching of this, we know that the slaves had Hebrew names. But this beloved sister just went a little bit further and did some strong research. Sister Cheryl, this queen did some digging deep and got a registry, a bona fide, legitimate registry of the actual names of the slaves. It's got what number from the shipment that these slaves were on and that they were counted from, the numbers. Do you understand? It's got the age. It's got if they were male or female. It's got a woman. Now, I've got to go through this great list, and I'm going to take time, and we're going to open the phone lines up. And if Sister Cheryl is listening to the broadcast along with some of the other elder sisters, I want these sisters, especially Sister Cheryl, to call our program. Area code 323-443-7418. You hit the number one, and we're going to put you on the air because we want to hear from you. And if you'd like to make a comment about any of these things that I'm about to read off, these names, and we're going to be opening the lines up in just a few minutes. Now, let me give you the names of the list as Yahweh prophesied in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 68th verse. He said, Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again this time. But he said, it's with ships, meaning slave ships. And that's how we came here. And no one else, my people, no one else in the whole world have this testimony? No one. Now, this is the names. Now, hold on to your seats. These are the bona fide names of the names that came on the ships. Koyah, K-O-Y-A-H. Koyah's child, which was 18 months. He was a boy. Malaya, Yabire. And when I say Yah, I'm looking at Y-A-H. Yahwo, Fodaya, Boya, Iyabath, Ogaria, Ozaya, Ozaya's child, 3 months, a girl, Yaminha, Yaya, Aya, Iyadiba, Onia, Montanya, Olaya, Intempaya, Gonya, Aya, Akaboya, Yabu, Ohio, Yawo, Labaya, Abasoya, Adia. And let me stop right there for a minute. I ain't about through. I got a manifesto of names on this paper that I ain't even finished. And let me tell you something, my people. This year's voyage that I'm reading is from 1826 and 1827. This is what these are the years that they came. Did you hear those names? Did you notice what all the names had in common? I got to read a scripture, and then I'm going to continue reading some of these great royal names of our ancestors who came on slave ship. I got to read one of the most greatest scriptures that Yahweh said concerning his people. And that's in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. I know if you know a little bit about the words of the Most High, you probably have heard this verse. But now that we got this manifesto of actual names that these slaves came in, and guess what? You notice it says in the 14th verse, if my people, which are called by my name. Now, do you understand? Can you now understand why they found it necessary to change our names? See, y'all said, if my people, which are called by my name, and I just showed you in Psalm 68 and 4, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him, the mighty Yah. That's what it says. My goodness. Every name I've called out thus far had the name of Yah in it. Every last one. And I ain't about through. Do you know how many pages and papers and how many voyages? My people, thousands of voyages of our people came here with the name of Yah. Oh, my goodness. This information is absolutely devastating. The proof is in the pudding. None of these names were African names. See, they told us we from Africa. You don't see no Kasabubu and the Bohubahaya and all these other African names. You see names with the name of Yah because our names gave praise to him. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. The names of those that were called by Yah's name. it says, Ayahel, Yachawawa, Yahya, that's another Yahya, Boya, Adaya, Taya, Iyamai, India, Okinya, Monya, Akabaya, Akasaya, Manya, Arayaka, Yala, Aya, Koya, Lu, Shiyama, Adaya, Mandaya, Yaba, Modaya, Aya, Iyayi, Mosayame, Mia. There was two Mias. One was 19 and the other one was 34. This is deep. Subiya, Dediya. And I'm on it now. I'm turning to the second page. Niyamoli, Inya, another Inya, Yaho, Akaya, Hanya, Hinya, Biniya, Hanya, Inya, Toyaho, Kuya, Hijaya, Banya, Karya, Yaya, Babanya, Yafi, Daya, Banaya, Bakmaya, Baya, Biyiya, Diyiya, Baya, Jinya, Akindiya, Fakaya, Iyawu, Baya, Akayaha, Saya, Boya, Boyase, Yakobo, Yataya, Iwanya, Imbaya, Inya, Amaya, Hanu, Yanu, Iyai, Siya, Hoya, Yahu, Kuya, Sowoya, Yawo, Olaya, Daya, We, Dawaya, Hindaya, Hab, Yaba, Yaba's child, which was 2 years old. My goodness. My goodness. I had to praise the Almighty. And I ain't about finished. But right now, I'm going to open the phone lines up. All you got to do, if you have a question, a comment, or just whatever you'd like to say or ask, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And by the way, as we mentioned earlier, this broadcast is dedicated to a beloved queen, the handmaid of Yahweh, the wife of Moray Ishaya ben Israel out of the house of Israel of Raleigh, North Carolina. His queen is right now, we're praying for her. She's under the weather, and we want to pray a mighty prayer to the mighty Yah. This program is dedicated to her, and we praise Yahweh for our sister Abigail. Abigail, praise Yah. And we're going to open the lines up right now, starting with area code 425. Shalom, shalom. You are on the air.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, Sister Saphira. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. You know, I like you said in your program earlier, before you started the lesson, you said you give honor and credit where credit is due. And I listened in on the service yesterday during the Sabbath, and
yes,
it was wonderful. But
praise
Yah. Before
praise
I came
Yah.
Into the truth a few years ago, it was us two sisters that I was studying with at the time. One is, her name is Hannah Abia, and the other sister's name is Hannah Shabia. And before I had my name, before I knew this name, the name that I'm carrying right now, Zephyria, they were saying, you know, we have some names and we want you to look at something. And this was during a Sabbath. At that time, I was in Tacoma. And we were looking online, the very same website that the sister found this information on. And when we looked at it, because we were looking at names, and I said, I'm just going to pray and ask Yah to give me my name. But the website that they were on was the same website, the voice website, looking at the slave manifest is no joke. We literally just got chills.
Ain't that something?
It just had an overwhelming amount of, like, my goodness, you know, Yah is righteous. And not only is how of a coincidence it is, but, you know, when we have the war in Iraq, that there's so many names of cities that they bombed.
Yes, they did.
There
had
so
the name of Yah in it.
The name of Yah in it, Y-A-H.
Yes,
and those cities are destroyed.
Yes.
And so there's got to be something to it when we see more and more Israelites, and I'm seeing it every single day, on just whether it's through on social media, how many Israelites are changing. They are changing their names, but then they're saying, I don't want to carry the name of Israel anymore.
Yes.
And it's amazing how this is being set up, because we do know that time is winding down.
You're absolutely right.
We do know that there's power in the name of Yah, and there's got to be something to it. I can remember, and I'm not going to take up very much, Moray, but it's just something about the name of Yah. Because, you know, the poet said when they came out, they said, well, most of the slaves that came over here were Muslim. They said, no, they were Muslim. No, I said, how in the world could they have been Muslims? Muslims don't carry too many names of Yah.
You're absolutely right, sister. That's what they say. They say they came, these were Africans who came here. And we see that none of these names were African names. None of them.
And none of the names, if they were Muslim names, you know, that even goes against their own belief. Because a Muslim's not supposed to sell another Muslim.
That's right.
Or take part in it.
Right.
So the
thing is, it
goes against their own belief.
You're absolutely right. They don't even supposed to do it according to their own way of life. But it lets you know that's exactly what went down.
They're not supposed to sell another Muslim. So I'm just grateful that you are bringing this out. It is a wonderful website. And the thing is that, you know, I have not officially, legally changed my name. But I am carrying my name, and I'm having people to address me by this name, and I'm praying eventually, very soon, that the name
Hallelujah.
That I carry.
Well, I pray to the mighty Yahweh that Yahweh will give you a great name befitting of you being a great daughter of Zion, sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, thank you so much, and I'm going to continue to listen in, but wonderful program, and it is a chilling experience looking at that manifest.
Yes, it is
on the website. It is interesting, and it is extremely moving. And anyone that says it's not moving, it doesn't mean anything, they don't have a heart. You can't possibly look at that and not see that should be a connection.
Sister, I'm here to tell you that's something
like this and not see there's a connection. Why did they destroy the city that carried the name of Yah? And it's very funny because they said that Baghdad was the ancient what? Babylon.
You're right, sister. All I can say is you just hit the nail on the head about the things that you said. Our people, if they can't see through this, that have never heard this information before, then something is terribly, terribly wrong.
It's extremely wrong. So I'm going to get off the line so other callers can speak, but, you know, shalom, shalom, and...
Shalom, my beloved sister.
Shalom, shalom.
Love you, love you. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we're going to go straight to area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Shalom, Queen. How you doing, Elder Hadia?
Oh, Moray, this program is wonderful. I know we've talked about this, as Safiria said. Safiria, my niece, Kana, she had did some research some years ago and seen some names. So it's not new. It's just good that it's resurfaced. And I'm so glad that Cheryl, brought it back up and put it right in the forefront for us so we could, you know, talk about it and put it out there and for you to do just what you're doing with such a wonderful program, because a lot of our people don't know it, have never heard of it. And
that's right.
It's wonderful to actually see the name. Because as Superior said, I was always taught, too, that the most of the ones that came over on a slave ship were Muslim. And now when we know that who Yah sent out, we know those were lies. We know that. And
lies.
We know why now. We know why. And so it's a blessing to actually see that slave manifesto and to actually look and parallel it to what thus Yah say, you know, and see that Yah gave us all this information first, and it's a blessing, you know. And I just thank, praise the mighty Yah for blessing you to be bold as a lion and to bring this information out for our people. And also, I've been praying all night for our sister Abigail, Moray Ishaya, as you said, Moray Ishaya's wife. And I pray that the sister, Yah heals her, let her rest, and Yah heals her,
and
let her get strong. But this was truly, truly a wonderful and well-deserved program. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh, sister, and I love you, and I give all that honor, glory, and praise as an offering to the Most High, who deserves
Hallelujah.
All praise. Love you, and
Hallelujah. Love
Elder Naomi, may Yahweh bless and keep you all. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you, Moray. Thank you so much.
Praise Yah.
Shalom.
Shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. The phone lines are quite hot. We're going straight to area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray. How you doing?
Shalom, beloved brother. How you doing? That sound like Brother Yekesquel or Ezekiel. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I see you bringing that truth out, you know, like go ahead.
No, praise the mighty Yah, brother. Praise the mighty Yah.
like the late prophet Moray Elisha said, we're going to magnify the Lord and make it honorable. And the Most High, he's just bringing his truth out, you know, to his people. He said it, and he said, you know, well, there was Zephaniah 3 we read yesterday when he said, well, Israel been put to shame, they're going to have pain. So he letting the whole world know who Israel is now. And and let us know that time, we don't have that much time left.
You're right, brother. Yeah, absolutely right. We don't have that much time left. And that's why, you know, that go to show you, Brother Yekesquel, it lets you know that no matter how long ago somebody do dirt or somebody try to bury truth, sooner or later the Most High will bring it to the surface, because as he said, every man shall reap what he has sown. And the Almighty prophesied he was going to do this to us, that bring us on slave ships. And he let us know that we're his people. And he said, before we leave this place, everybody else is going to know that the people who wasn't even called a child of the Most High, that they were the sons and daughters of the true and living Elohim. So you're absolutely right.
That's right, Moray. And I don't listen to Elisha. He was talking about what the sister Shapiro was talking about over there in Iraq, how the old city was named after Yah, and they went over there trying to destroy his name. But you can't take the creator name out of the earth. The trees got his name, the fish, we breathe his name. You can never take that name away.
Hallelujah, brother. Oh, and Yahweh will make sure it never happens.
That's right, but I ain't going to hold you. I know your phone are blowing up, but may the Holy One of Israel bless you and your queen. We love you all. Shalom,
well, we
shalom.
Love you and your queen and family and children, too. May y'all bless and keep you, my beloved brother. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the true and living Elohim. We're about to go to area code 216. Shalom, shalom. You on the air?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Brother Elkanah?
How you doing, my good brother? How you doing?
All right, pretty good. Look, you're getting some powerful stuff, but let me tell you something.
Yes.
I think, you know, I know there's a scripture in there that said our people will surely die because of lack of knowledge. But
yes,
I think we had a lot of knowledge way back in the day, and people didn't realize. What you're
That's
talking
right.
about, there was a song, Kumbaya.
Simply yes.
means
Kumbaya.
Come back, my Lord. Come back, Yah, my Lord.
Yes.
Now, the point
yes.
was, it was given to us, and
yes.
nobody pays attention to this. And
nobody.
These same people who were singing that was calling back for the Most High.
That's right.
So when you go back, when you go to Deuteronomy and you look at the scriptures, now I see why you have Christians.
Yes.
And I think they have the knowledge. And I'm going to tell you why. You may say, well, they don't know what they're doing, but I think they do. They see this
yes.
and they read this. And they say, well, if the Most High said this is going to happen, well, guess what? I'm going to join the enemy. You know why? You see what he
mm-hmm.
said is going to happen to us? So why should I change and go back to Israel? Hey, man, we're going to die anyway. So this is the mentality that a lot
yeah.
of black folks have. They don't want
yeah.
to go back to Yahweh's teachings because they say, hey, he already said we're going to die. He already said we're going to die surely because of lack of knowledge. And just like here, eating
right.
these babies and everything in that verse, man, that's scary. So a lot of Christians say, I'm not joining those Israelites, man. They're crazy. That's a different sect. So I'm
yeah.
not going to do that. I'm going to go ahead
yeah,
and have
right.
fun
they fear,
with my enemies.
That's right.
That's
they
right.
fear the gods of their enemies. This was beaten into our psyche all the way back from the slave ships, all the way back from slavery
yes.
on the plantation. Love it, brother. You are
That's
absolutely right.
right. So this is the reason why we have this battle, because even our own people, we are mistreating each other. Just like in this book, it said even the nicest man,
tender
the nicest husband.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. He's going to turn against his own people. And it's happening right before our eyes.
Yes, it is.
Right before our eyes. So you don't know what to do, so you're stuck. You sit here and you're stuck. What should I do? Should I join Israel? Or should I just continue to live for as long as I can? Because
right.
and just do what I do. Because we're going to die anyway. And this is the mentality a lot of people have.
Yeah, our brother, you hit
so,
the nail on the head. And that's why it's important that we bring this word to our people, because we can't never give up on them, because Yahweh never gave up on us. And that's what this broadcast is dedicated to. And I just want to say praise Yahweh for the great, bold information that you just laid out, because it's the truth.
Hey, I appreciate it. You're the one who lays out the truth. So it is beautiful. You keep it up. And I know there's a lot of people who want to say a few things. So go ahead. This is a beautiful program, so I'll be listening.
Praise ye, Yah, brother. I love you. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. Shalom, shalom.
Okay. Shalom.
Praise ye, Yah. We're going to go straight to area code 404. Shalom, shalom. You on the air?
Shalom, shalom, Moray. How are you today?
Shalom, shalom, Yanis, my queen. How you doing?
Oh, praise the mighty Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. I am truly enjoying this program because, I mean, Yahweh's word is being magnified. And we can see,
yeah.
just by what's going on in the world that our time is short.
Yeah.
And so I've always heard a saying, if you want to know what time it is, you got to look at Israel. Look at
yeah.
Israel. And not just the name, because our people are going to the courts every day, changing the name, giving the heathen his name back. And a lot of them, because of our conditions, are able
yes.
to go down and get done for free. I
yes.
mean, you can go and get without paying money in certain
yes.
circumstances. So,
I
mean,
right.
if you really want to take that name back and give master his name back. It is possible. It is all possible. And Yahweh is making it possible for us to be who we are supposed to be. And then
Hallelujah.
When I look around and I see our people growing their hair back, being
yes.
themselves, being natural. The sisters taking the perms out of their hair, and the brothers stop bawling their heads. Oh my goodness! I'm like, look at Israel. I mean, I'm thinking about the time of Noah, when Noah was teaching the truth, when he was going around telling the people it's going to rain, telling them to turn from their evil ways. You know, we're in that time now. We're in that Noah's time when he was telling them, you know, a flood is going to come. And they were laughing at him and talking about, yeah, you know, it's not going to rain. And, you know, but when Yahweh came and brought that flood, they were all destroyed. And here we are in a time, and I'm just liking it to that time where, you know, we are trying to get this word out, trying to spread it out there and wake our people up. And Yahweh is even our people who don't even know the truth. Even when they don't know the truth, they're actually turning back into themselves, and they don't even know it. They can't
they
even see
even
it themselves.
Know it. About the hair and the locks and all these things belong to us. You're right.
Yeah. Yahweh is doing this thing. He's bringing his people back into who they're supposed to be. He is the one that named us. He gave us the name of Israel, and they took our names from us and tried to take it out of the earth. But Yahweh named us after him. He said, my people that are called by my name, and
yes,
we are certainly called by his name. And the name Yisrael.
You're right.
Hallelujah. And Yisrael, he gave our forefather, Yisrael. You know, and that's powerful. It is powerful. And I didn't mean to take up too much of your time, but this program
that's
is very powerful.
Okay.
It is great. And I hope our people who do not know or our people that know will understand that we are in the last days. It's time out for plan. It's only going to be a remnant. I heard the brother say, some people say, he already said we were going to die, so I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. But you know what? It's only going to be a remnant of
only.
People, as Yahweh said. Just like if you want to know what a remnant is, you look at Noah and his family. That's
You're
what
right.
a remnant is. So it's only going to be a remnant, so we'll be destroyed. And I just want to say thank you, and I also want to say that I am truly, truly praying for my dear sister Abigail. I mean, she's a very sweet, sweet sister, and I truly am praying for her speedy recovery because Yahweh can do anything. He can do anything. So we are bounding up our hearts and our hands together and praying to the mighty Yah and praying that he will heal her speedily. And
Hallelujah.
It's a great program.
Please.
Keep up the good work and keep putting that truth out there no matter what. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty
Hallelujah.
God.
I love you, Yanis. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you, and may we both live together forever as husband and wife. Love you.
Hallelujah. Do my king.
Shalom. Shalom. We're going to go. We got a few minutes left, and we're going straight to another area code 404. Shalom. Shalom. We have a few minutes. You on the air.
Shalom. Shalom, Moray. How are you?
Shalom, Queen. How you doing?
I am doing fine. Toda, Rav Toda.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. This sounds like Sister Tish.
And it is. Kane.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Start off by saying hallelujah. It's such a blessing to be on the show and to live another day. This is my first time listening to the show and calling in. Hot topic. I mean, not a hot topic. The truth is just, it's awesome. When you know the truth, you're able to empower yourself. So, again, I'm just grateful for this program, grateful to be able to get this concrete proof, as a sister elder, Hadiya, said, to be able to see that and to have that in writing because, of course, the paperwork, is hidden. And the X-Files, they try to bury it deep. But I'm so grateful that Yah is bringing out our our truth and our songs and our stories, and it may be signaling that, you know, Yah is that we may be able to turn things around per Yah's word if we just stay on the right track. Yah is revealing his truth little by little, giving us a little more, you know, just giving us, you know, a little more as we go along. So that kind of signifies that, hey, maybe we have a spark and it's time to start a fire. So, you know, we really need to come together and live in righteousness to keep this thing going, because we are ready. A lot of us are ready to get on up out of here, and a lot of people, like you said, are shedding the master's name or the ex-slave master's name. So, you know, we need to keep, you know, singing songs of freedom, keep living righteously, keep getting the Most High's attention, lift those prayers
that's
up,
fine.
Lift those cries up, because that's how they got out of Mizraim. That's how they got out of Egypt. So maybe Yah is showing us this to say, hey, I hear you, but maybe he just needs a little bit more. And I just really want to call in and just, you know, thank the Most High, and also this program is great, the truth and knowledge that's being put out and that I've been learning every day since being in this way of life for a short time. I'm really grateful. A couple questions for you. You did speak on saying that, you know, Yah doesn't forget about it and you can't get away with anything. What about, you know, those old slave masters? Do you think, I mean, they're dead in the grave, and again, I'm just learning into this new life, in this way of life. So, I mean, I hate to see anybody slip away, to be honest. You know, because they did the worst. They did the worst dirt, and it's just what's your take on that, and those that have come and gone, and they live fat off the cat, so to speak, really off of our blood, but we did it to ourselves also. But what do you think about those that are gone from that? And also, do you feel, or do you get a sense, and I know this is kind of dangerous waters, but because we don't want to put anything out there that's not Yah's ultimate truth, but do you feel like the time is really closing in where we are going to see Yah overturn this whole thing, or do you think that, you know, maybe a couple things need to happen before we ultimately see that revolution come about Yah's way? So just kind of wanted to ask that. And I want to again say thank you so much for your program, and shalom.
Well, praise Yahweh, Tish. I'm glad, sister, that you called. And I wanted to make sure on that the first question you asked me, what do I think, I guess, of the fate of the people who enslaved us? Is that what you're saying? Like, what is going to happen to these people?
Yes, well, I mean, you know, the old time, you know, masters, of course, they're dead in the grave. So, I mean, I'd hate to think that, you know, what about them? What about those that have passed and gone? I know that, you know, it's somewhat of a, you know, Christians believe in resurrection and all of that, and then we'll be judged. And I know you can't be judged from the grave. So is it that, you know, I mean, were they able to just, you know, pass away and there's no judgment upon them, even those that are dead and gone? What's your take on that?
Oh, great. Okay. All right. And, well, praise the mighty Yah for that. And in my few minutes left, I'm going to get right to it, and I want to tell you, we love you, sister. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Glad you listened in. Praise the mighty Yah. What's going to happen to the heathen? Well, the Most High lets us know. And we're going to extend this broadcast a few minutes after 5 o'clock. So if you're on the phone, I better quickly tell you. If you're not, you can call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We'll put your question or comment on the air. And you don't have to ask a question or comment. You can just call that number and be able to listen in, because you only have 30 seconds to make sure you don't get lost if you call 323-443-7418. And we're going to continue, because actually we got other callers on, and we're going to extend our program at least another 15 minutes because of the importance of it. Now, our beloved sister just asked, what is going to happen to the people who enslaved us? Well, I'll show you, because everybody needs to know what Yahweh has said and proclaimed that would happen to our enemies. This is what Yahweh has ordained. Yah states in the book of Jeremiah, if you turn over with me, Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, here's what the true and living Elohim has to say concerning the nations that have oppressed us, that enslaved us, that mistreated us. For Yahweh said, he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of his eye. Yahweh told us in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, I give men for your life. That means I kill people for you. And he done it with the Egyptians, and he going to do it right here in the good old USA. But this is what the Creator prophesied, what happened to us. In Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, in 11th verse, Yahweh says, for I am with thee, said Yahweh, speaking of Israel, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. So in other words, the Almighty is saying that although I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered you, and of course he scattered us to these Americas and various places all over the four corners of this earth, there's going to be nations, as he's saying right here, he's going to make a complete full end of. Edom, Esau is another one. And also various nations who have served themselves of us. Yahweh said he was going to judge this nation according to Genesis 15. And then he told us various people who are dead, especially as my beloved sister asked, what's going to happen to the slave masters who raped our ancestors, castrated our ancestors, tarred and feathered our ancestors? Well, this is what Yahweh has spoken. Yahweh said in Daniel, the 12th chapter, in the first verse, this is what it reads. And at that time shall Mikael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. This is the book of life. This is the book that only Yahweh himself retains and keeps, because he give it life and he take it away. He kill and he make alive. And Yah said in the second verse, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. When you say sleep in the dust of the earth, that means those that are dead. He said, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame and everlasting contempt. This is what's going to happen to them. Now, what are some examples of everlasting contempt? Well, I'll show you so you can see what the true and living Elohim is going to do with the wicked. The wicked is going to be for witness to all the righteous on earth that's left. In Isaiah, the 66th chapter, before we go to our next few callers, in the few minutes we got left, this is what Yahweh told us in the 23rd and 24th verse of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. It says, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, said Yahweh. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. That means they're going to be loathsome. That means that they're going to be dead bodies that, as Yahweh said, he's going, their bodies are going to be on fire. Like the burning bush didn't burn up. Yahweh ain't going to let the bodies burn up, but he's going to let it burn where everyone will witness it. He's going to let their, and it says carcasses. Carcasses means a dead body. So the Almighty is going to slay and kill various people. Matter of fact, in the same chapter, Yahweh lets us know in the 15th verse of Isaiah 66, for behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yah plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. So in other words, whether the wicked that it keeps our people enslaved and oppress our people even to this day, Yahweh got a sword and fire for them, as well as the slave masters who raped our sisters, castrated our brothers, hung them, tarred and feathered us, and everything, robbed and pimped us, discriminate against us. Yahweh said they coming out that grave because no one escapes. Every man reaps what he sows. So everybody going to be judged by the mighty judge, Yahweh. He going to dig them up, and he's going to condemn them, and the Almighty going to torture them with whatever method he see fit. That's what's going to happen. So they won't get away. They going to pay. Their day is coming, as the Creator said. Hallelujah. That was a great question that Sister Tish asked. Now, we still got other callers, and we're going to go straight to area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air. We have about 7 minutes.
Shalom, shalom, Moray, beloved Elkanah. How are you?
Shalom, my beloved brother. Elder Eliah, how you doing?
Brother doing excellent. He got Yahweh helping him, like he got the nation helping. First of all, continue that prayer support for Sister Abia, Abigail, the queen of Moray Shire. When I look at us, I always see us, all getting married there together, you know, with our queens. I'm praying that he do his healing and all that he can do because, you know, it's just a sign. I know y'all going to bring us through this. That's my confidence.
I just said that's ours as well. We have the same sentiments that you have, beloved brother. Praise Yahweh.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Praise Yah. And otherwise, I want to give my confirmation and my testimony to all that you said. Well, the sister mentioned Iraq when that first came out years ago about names that bore, you know, in some way Yah's name. And then the manifesto that you brought out to the people and all, that's the wonderful news that we need. And confirming what Sister Hadia said, that we were told they were Muslims by the Muslim community and leadership at that time. And now we're finding that Yah is strongly supporting and bringing out his people. He said we'd be revived in 3 days. What you think, Moray Elkanah?
You're right. And the prophet Isaiah, Hosea, he told him, that's right. We're going to rise on the third. You're right. Praise Yah, brother.
Praise Yah. It looks like he's doing some overturning. He's getting it ready. He know when that 400-year count is up. And I'm just waiting on the mighty Yah because I tell you, ever since he brought his laws and his words into my life, he's shown me what the true Holy Spirit can do in transforming your life.
Yeah.
He stopped you from being a hoe. He stopped you from being selfish and wicked. And so, I mean, you know, we can go on and on, but carry on, my brother, and I just want to praise Yah. Yes, sir. And to all you all down there, to your queen as well, praise the mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Love you too, your queen, and may Yahweh bless you all and keep you all in good health, and may you live forever, beloved brother.
Thank you, my brother.
Shalom,
hallelujah.
Shalom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got other callers. We got two other callers. We only have about 5 minutes left. We want to hear from area code 708. Shalom, shalom. You on the air.
Shalom, 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 Moray Okuna.
Shalom, my beloved brother. How are you doing? You sound like Brother Yosiah.
Yeah. I'm off the slave plantation. I just got off.
Oh, just got off the plantation, huh?
Yeah, I just got off.
Okay. Praise Yah, brother.
Say,
praise the mighty Yah. Glad you were able to listen in.
I just want to give honor to Yah Elohim, our Savior, our only Savior, our Redeemer, and our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, you know, for bringing our prophets, Moray Elisha, and also you, Moray Elkanah, for bringing us his word, his laws, and his testimony.
All praise to the mighty Yah, brother.
Yeah, the thing is, brother, you know, we was talking about Yah's judgment, his end of time, you know. You know, you said it's going to be a remnant, and, you know, our people, you know, need to stop and repent and turn back to Yah before it's too late. But it's only going to be a remnant of people that's going to do that, and it's not going to be a lie. So,
that's right.
You know, I like the information you got about how our ancestors was on the slave ships and how they had the Hebrew names. And I never knew anything about that. I was always taught they were Muslims, and they changed
to Christianity. Ain't that heavy? Ain't that heavy, brother?
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, it's been, you know, it's on TV that we miss so much in Hollywood. You know, they talk about how they were Hebrews and how they had the Hebrew customs, but we never missed it because we were taught Christianity. We were taught,
right.
You know, we were taught to, you know, turn the other cheek. We were taught to, you know, you're going to get your reward in heaven. Just obey master.
That's right.
You know?
You're
and,
right.
You know, this ended time, you know, Yah has sprinkled or poured a lot of things on me that, you know, that I am going on this journey and I am searching for Yah and I am doing his laws and statutes and commandments. And, you know, I thank him for bringing me to you 2 years ago, you know, because,
hallelujah,
you know, I was
too.
In that New Testament, as you can see. Yeah, but I just want to
was at one time,
yeah, so
we just praise Yahweh that he bless you to see the light.
I see you got one more call, so I'm going to call you after the show. May Yahweh bless you and keep you and your
may
family,
you
your
too.
Wife, your lovely Israelite queen. And,
hallelujah, brother.
I'm going to say, and I will keep Brother Ishaya's wife in prayer. I would just say shalom to you.
Shalom, love you too, brother Yosiah. You take care. Shalom, shalom. Praise Yah.
All right, shalom.
Hallelujah. We got one more caller, area code 770. We got about a minute and a half left. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Lord. Come
on. Hey, shalom, my beloved brother. How you doing?
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I mean, about the manifest and everything, I wish I could talk to you more, but I only got a second. I want to give great praise and blessing to the Most High Yah Elohim.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I want to thank you for that teaching with Sister Cheryl Collective for the manifest. I mean, that could be so much. That could show so much to the brothers and sisters, even where I am at right here today.
Praise Yah, brother. Praise Yah.
I mean,
you're right.
Yes. I mean, he has redeemed us. And I want to thank
you. Yes, he has.
Thank you so much. Shalom,
yes,
shalom.
Yes, he has. You're absolutely right, brother, and we love you, and glad you got a chance to call in.
Yeah, I really appreciate
praise
it. Praise Yah. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
He's the true and living creator. We just straight out of time. We want you to know we love you on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta. Yahweh loves you.
Inside of you.